That's a bad speaking of, but that's what he got. That's what Drake got accused of.
Hold on, what?
Drake got accused of that by Kendrick Lamar by not being at the baby shower.
Kendrick Lamar said you're not allowed to say the N-word and you're a bad dad.
Bro, not allowed to say the N-word is the funniest thing. That was making me laugh all night. Of just being like, you can't say the N-word anymore. Because Drake has to now like scream the N-word.
Yeah, he will.
He can't be pulling punches with that now. Also, Drake might be a white rapper now.
That was the diss on him.
That, I know.
That's immediately what Rick Ross went to.
Yeah.
Kendrick went to it.
He's got to go God mode. Him and Slim Shady, dude, just go total God mode.
Rap guys?
Rap guys, yeah. Damn, dude, that's crazy. They're going to start. He hit him with it. I do dislike the culture vulture stuff. It's kind of, it's like, that's kind of,
I think
that's
so
the
too.
Accusation.
I think Kendrick's diss was more chick shit out of the two, which is kind of surprising. You know, you'd think it would be the other way around, but
you would think
just being like, you're not allowed to say that. I don't like you. I hate everything about you. Yeah. You're not allowed to say that word.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? This was the battle last night. We were fired up.
Were you guys battling about this?
Yeah, we battled about it for about 3 hours probably. Because I had control of the ox, dude. I just kept playing Drake hits. It was like, another one, dude. You forgot about this one, and it's still better than fucking...
What was the song? It was not King Kunta.
King Kunta's up there. Money Trees.
Yeah. Although the title is interesting of his song, Euphoria.
I know. You think he's taking shots at the pedophilia?
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what I thought when I saw it. I said, ooh, you little devil.
Yeah.
You
Kendrick's
devil.
Obviously the fucking man. He rules, but.
It was pretty. I liked it. I thought it was kind of fun. It is. Yeah. Making fun of someone who's fathering in a rap battle is very. It always makes me laugh because you're like, God damn, that sucks, bro. Getting crushed for that, I'd be like, fuck.
Just yeah, but what the fuck is he talking? He doesn't know.
I don't know. That's what Pusha T went after him for.
Pusha T went at him for saying, you're hiding that kid.
Well.
Publicly. But that doesn't mean he's not with him.
No, I think that was the exact thing. You're hiding him and he's in France. I think the other thing was like, your son's in France, brother. You don't live in France. What's up? That's what I took
from it. Let the boy live in France, dude.
I mean, it is great schooling.
Yeah.
It is pretty, I mean, you know, medieval times is pretty customary.
That's what John Adams did to his sons. The fuck, dude? You know how to be a good statesman?
True, dude.
Send your boy abroad.
Drake's sons could be rapping patriots. They could be like, now it's my time.
He has some hits. He has more recent.
I'm thinking of Hamilton.
Drake's son has a more recent hit than Kendrick.
Really? I'm thinking of Hamilton, my bad. Wait, what's Drake's son? What's Drake's son have?
He just, I don't know.
Oh.
That one fucking weird.
Did he do one?
Hold on. I'm
bro, imagine if your mom was a French porn star and your dad was Drake.
Pretty cool.
You think?
That would suck, dude.
Dude, fuck you. How is that cool? Gotcha. So he put the boy. He put the boy, Kendrick, dude.
Yeah.
He put the boy on the booth.
I'm just saying this to get Lamezy fired up.
Put the boy in the booth.
He put his young boy in the booth. He said, my son's back from France. He's learned. Listen to him rap. He does seem to struggle with English. That could be. It's too much French schooling.
Could it be an AI son? He might be Drake using
he
AI.
He is an AI son, dude. Drake has AI abs, too. The abs are nuts, dude. Being like chubby and getting abs is sick.
Yeah, that's very funny.
What if those are real abs, dude?
I mean,
I believe he has real abs, dude.
They're on his body. You know, how he went about getting them. I think he's accusing him of ab implants.
Yeah.
Which is very funny.
This isn't his first time. People have been accusing him for a while.
Of ab implants? Yeah. I mean,
there seemed to be nothing new that Kendrick said, though.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, you've ab implants. I don't like you.
I don't like you.
Which is funny.
No, the new thing is you can't say the N-word. That's,
you can't say the N-word.
Rick Ross kind of did
that. Rick Ross already did that. I don't know.
I mean, what else can you do after you take the N-word from a man accusing him of having fake abs or something like that? The guy,
once you take the ability to say the N-word,
they've taken everything.
You've
from
lost.
Man. He's already had his abilities as a father are taken. They called him gay, too. He said he shakes ass or pops ass with women.
That one hurt.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. That was tough. Can't call him gay, dude. He's not gay.
I know.
Drake's not fucking gay.
He's not, dude. And his abs are real. He's a heterosexual man with real abs who can say the N-word.
Dude, Roan. Roan dropped a diss.
What?
Roan dropped the diss on KFC. And he fucking, it was too mean, dude.
On who?
On KFC, Kevin from Barstool.
Why are they dissing each other?
Over the Sixers and the Knicks series.
Oh, okay.
If Kevin started it.
If it was over just that, Roan's a devil,
and Roan
dude.
Roan
Kevin, put out a mean song.
He's
dude.
A battle rapper, dude.
Yeah, I know, but like it's really
it's
mean.
Really mean. Oh, no.
I was listening to it. I was like, I'd be furious.
KFC made a mean video, I think, about Roan that instigated him.
Well,
and damn. Then Roan took to the pen and the pad.
He took to the pen and the pad, went to the booth.
Mm-hmm. You got to give it a listen.
Much love.
C Breezy fucking went nuts, too.
What Breezy? What's he doing? This is a hip hop. We hip hop heads.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's obvious. The battle right now is Team Light Skin, Team Dark Skin. That's the battle. I'm reading Twitter,
it's
dude.
The battle is old as time.
See, Breezy went after Quavo, and he basically was like, "We all
talk shit on
we
Quavo.
All wish you died." Not to, yeah, he
holy
fucking,
shit, he said
crushed
that.
Him. Yeah, he crushed him, dude. It was very mean.
Why?
Seemingly out of nowhere, but I think they've had altercations before.
Could be wrong, but I think they have beef over the celebrity basketball game. Do you know about that, Lemire?
I mean,
I think Breezy cooks Quavo every year and talks a lot of shit about it. And then I don't know if it was fake or not, but I also saw a image that said Breezy bought all the tickets to Quavo's show, and it was like an empty crowd.
Yeah, like, I saw that. I don't know if that's real or not.
I don't think that's real. But
I don't get the fuss over Breezy, if I'm being honest.
You kidding me? Dude,
people
he fucking,
love Breezy.
He rules.
He beat Rihanna. A woman, and then he came out with so many hits that everyone was like, in real time.
And he's got
name
the moves
hit.
Like Jagger.
What?
But also, allegedly.
Name a hit by Chris Brown?
Post Rihanna.
Oh, dude, there's a million of them, dude.
Drink. No, name one.
I can't. I don't know.
No one knows them.
No, that's bad. That's bad. He does the one where he's like.